Welcome back to Diary of a Reality Competition Podcast Contestant. I'm Alex Albisu, in for Brian Ibbett, keeping a seat warm while we're getting to know the contestants of Season 1 a little better. But today we're talking to one of the judges. It's jury, Justin Robert Young himself. Let's go. I had the absolute pleasure of sitting down with jury one-on-one during the Viva TMS Vegas event. We stepped away from some invigorating board games to talk about this competition and what it meant to him. And he also talks about his feelings on being the, quote, Simon Cowell, unquote, of this show. So here's my conversation with jury.
I am here with Mr. Justin Robert Young. Hello,
yes.
Sir.
Man, it's great to be here in the lovely Plaza Hotel and Casino in downtown Las Vegas.
We are just sitting outside the room where everybody's playing board games right now.
Yeah.
We found a little hole in the conference room area where you're not going to hear as much screaming as I'm sure you would otherwise.
Oh, the riotous, calamitous sounds of a bunch of nerds shuffling chits between each other.
Exactly. Well, thanks for taking a second to add a little more context to your time spent on America's Next Top Podcaster.
Yeah, dude.
What was this experience like for you?
You know, it was a lot more affecting than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
You know, I've obviously worked a lot with Scott and Brian, and, you know, I'm always down for anything that they want to do, mm-hmm. but this, you know, went beyond, like, what a fun project, and I think became a lot more real. I think that the tension was a lot more affecting than I was expecting it to be. And at the end of the day, I think it was a really, really beneficial thing for everybody involved, including myself.
Yeah.
I definitely took a lot from it.
Good. Why did you agree to be on the show in the first place?
I mean, they asked. Like, if Brian's asking, yeah. You know, if Ibbett's asking, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, there's just not, I didn't have much of a thought beyond, like, him just saying, hey, do you want to do it? It's like, yeah, sure.
You know, something I've never known, like, how did you get to know Scott and Brian?
I met them through, I guess it would be Tom and Veronica.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I think that's where that connection first got made.
How long ago was that?
That was right when they launched TMS, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I hadn't listened to Instance or FilmSack or anything like that.
Oh, gosh. What year was that, then? That was like...
I was still in Florida. I mean, I know that.
Yeah.
So it had to be over 5 or 6 years ago.
Have you been podcasting at that point?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, we were doing NSFW show and stuff like that.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I had been doing my own stuff from earlier than that. So, yeah, I think it was through Tom and Veronica that we first kind of, like, made that connection. And then I think I volunteered to do the morning stream, and that's how I became a part of the show.
Very fun. Now, you mentioned numerous times that you have taken a lot from this show and how you implement, you know, or implement improvements into your own craft and what you do.
Yeah.
What are some of the improvements that maybe you have prescribed to contestants like myself or others that you have now taken back into your what you do today?
You know, I think the biggest thing that I tried to hammer on during the judging is just, like, effort. You know, listeners can sense effort.
Yeah.
I think that the internet rewards effort. So, you know, from my perspective, what I wanted to do in terms of my own stuff is just, like, am I putting... Are these decisions that I've made, and you have to just sort of... understand that, like, when you're doing a show regularly, you've put together these little habits for yourself, right? And you put together these little rituals. And sometimes that's, I mean, it's necessary because you have to do that so you don't go crazy, right?
Right.
But it can, at times, be a breeding ground for bad habits. And
complacency.
Yeah, well, I mean, not necessarily. Yes, I guess it's complacency is, I think, the product, but I'm talking more like, you know, when I was hosting the show, it's like, okay, well, how much live audio do I want on my show? Like, am I not doing a lot of, you know, audio put in there because it's hard? You know, I have to go find it. I have to trim it out. If I'm recording live, I'm putting it on the board. I then have to make sure that all the audio levels are good, or else I'm blasting, you know, people's ears out. It's very, very hard. So it's like, okay, well then, you know, I actually switched after the show from recording basically as live for the live stream audience. Now I'm like editing it, like while we're going. And so it makes it a different experience for the YouTube people. But I think it's a more inclusive thing for the Twitch audience. And ultimately the shows are better.
Yeah.
And these are decisions that I would not have made had I not spent several weeks telling people that their podcasts were good or bad, and here's why.
Well, it was super cool watching. I watched as you implemented that.
Yeah.
And you started by saying, hey, guys, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to be editing and doing the recording and doing it a little bit so that people can kind of witness what really goes into, I think, editing a podcast.
Sure, yeah.
Personally, as somebody that is kind of geeky for that stuff,
yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Do you think that the audience has embraced it, like, in general?
You know, I would say the audience, the listening audience, I think, has enjoyed it, but they don't really know.
Right.
Right? Hopefully the show is just better and there's more things, you know, that are... you know, they can latch on to. The YouTube audience has not liked it because they used to have a show. They used to have a VOD, right?
Right.
And now they don't. Twitch audience, I think, is, you know, we'll see. But in general, it's just more me hanging out with people. Like, there's more moments of interactivity instead of me just yelling at them, you know? But so I think it's good.
Yeah, it's good content. So you've been dubbed as the Simon Cowell of the show.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I mean, I think that was kind of the idea from the jump. You know, knowing Scott and Nicole, they are, you know, two of the most pure, amazing humans like that I've ever met. So, you know, I don't think it would take much for people to be more aggressive than those two. but I certainly am. I have a more abrasive kind of personality than either of them. So I think that was the idea. My goal, though, was never really to be mean. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like that. I do want everybody to understand that, like, there are good and bad tendencies and habits, and, you know, it's good to experiment, but also sometimes experiments fail, and I didn't want to waste anybody's time.
Yeah.
And so that to me is like, there's not a lot to take away from, like, I liked it, but I don't like, you know, sports, so I didn't, so that's why I thought it was bad. And it's like, no, that's not a good, you know, I think that there's different kinds of feedback that I think Scott gave and Nicole gave, and my brand of it was the, like, I don't know, a little bit more concrete. That was what I wanted to do.
So you know how I feel about your feedback.
Yes.
What are you afraid that maybe you have rubbed people the wrong way in other cases?
I don't know if afraid is a bad word or a good word for it, because it's, I don't think that there was ever a moment where I felt I had crossed the line. Like, I do know that when you are investing as much time as you are into this kind of stuff, that, you know, sometimes it's hard to hear.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, and I'm guilty of this, like, feedback, sometimes, you know, you can push back on it. So I feel bad if that happened, and I feel bad if somebody thought that I was, like, being intentionally cruel. It did affect me when some people said that they cried after things that I said, which, you know, because I don't want that. You know, I don't want people to feel really, really bad to the point of tears. But you know,
what do you
it
say?
Happens.
Like, how do you, I mean, you know, at the same time, you're being genuine here. So, like, with your feedback,
yeah.
Is it a matter of dialing it down? Like, how do you, like, there?
No. I mean, this is the point. This is why reality shows exist. It's stakes,
yeah,
right? Like,
agreed.
I don't think that I wouldn't change anything that I do. It doesn't mean that I wouldn't feel bad about it, but
sure.
I don't again, it's like, I don't want anybody to leave saying like, oh, but I don't know what, I mean, like the worst thing that could have happened is if you guys went through that entire process, spent all the time, put off all the other plans, lived and died on every little second that you put out, and then you didn't come out better.
Agreed.
That would be the one thing that I would think is the worst, to kill all that time and not have a sense of like, okay, well, I can take something from this.
Yeah. What do you think are some of the qualities that really brought a lot of people through this competition to the end?
I mean, that's a question I would ask you. Like, you know, I don't know. This was, I don't know if I would have the capacity for it, to be honest with you. Like, to do that and to work with other people and on that kind of timeline, like, how did you do it? Like, I didn't do shit. I just listened to podcasts on Saturdays, put numbers in a spreadsheet on Sunday, and then tried to be interesting in my feedback on Monday. Like, that's all I did.
Yeah, I think it's a weird combination of collaboration and creativity, collaboration, and willingness to fail.
Yeah,
there's a lot of that. That's kind of what I've taken away from it. But, you know, one of the things that you've brought up a number of times as well is, you know, thoughts and opinions on how does the show evolve from here? How does it change? Do you have any ideas or suggestions that you've thought of in how the show can be even more valuable than it is today?
I think that the show is going to continue to evolve. I think... episode length would help the larger listening audience.
Yeah, it's a lot of content.
It's a lot, and because I do think it should be shorter. In that, like, this is really valuable stuff. Like, this was I think the more that we get to the core of like why is this interesting, part of it is that you guys were sacrificing so much, and the other part is like, if you want to do a podcast, like, this is all really good advice from people that have made their livings doing it. Yeah. So it's like, you know, that's pretty cool. I don't know if anything else like it exists.
Yeah, what would you say to those people who want to become a podcaster, want to do this for a living? Like, what do you say to them?
Do a podcast. Yeah. Like, well, just, no, what are you doing? Like, to say I would like to make my living doing podcasting is, you know, should only be uttered right before you start doing a show. Like, yeah, if you just get do started. It, it's fucking free. Like, you know, there's tools that are so cheap and readily available that, you know, just go do it. Yeah. What are you waiting for?
Yeah, that's why I talk to a lot of people. They're just like, I want to make sure something's lined up. No, man, just start. You just start.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Is like, for a while, it was hard for me to, going back to my own self-improvement, like, it was hard for me to figure that out.
Yeah.
Because it's... you know, you are just like so focused on like, just get the shows out, get the shows out, get the shows out.
Yeah. Now, I like to end the interview on a very simple yet profound question.
Okay.
What was the most surprising thing about this competition? And I don't want to hear the answer of, it's surprising how much you guys cared about this,
because
I think we've heard that already.
Yeah.
Outside of that, what do you think it is?
What was the most surprising part of the process? I mean, you took my stock answer, so that's unfair.
I know. This is me challenging you.
Yeah. I was surprised. Well, I mean, I was very much surprised at the talent. Like, everybody rose to the occasion in a way that I don't think, you know, gets enough credit, because it's hard. Like, that's hard to do, and not everybody does. So, I don't know. I guess it was interesting to react to the different opinions of my fellow judges.
Okay.
Like, that was interesting. It was interesting to see from their perspective.
Yeah. What was that, like, you would see, obviously, there would be differing opinions on things. They would react to things in a different way than you would.
Yeah.
Was that often is contested the right word, sort of experience? Did you guys often disagree?
Not really. We would just value different things.
Sure.
You know, yeah. It's hard to say like, oh, we were like, we never agreed on anything because we mostly agreed on stuff. But in general, like, there are different kinds of, you know, there's an ass for every seat. So yeah. It's like, everybody listens to shit differently. And yeah. it was interesting to kind of, from my own perspective behind the scenes, getting into the minds of people that, again, have made their living doing it, like yeah. I have. So it's like, that's really, really, really valuable.
Cool. Well, you know, I'm going to do the thing that Scott hates and you okay. probably hate. Where can people find you?
Oh, wait, no, we're not going to throw out a fake f***ing email.
No, we're for, not
yeah. Hey, this is a real show. Email us at realshow@gmail.com. Justin R. Young on Twitter and Instagram. I'm on Instagram a lot more these days.
Yeah, yeah. It's good content on Instagram, too.
Good IG.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thanks, man.
Thanks again to Justin Robert Young for being our guest today. As you can see, even the pros learned something new. And it was really cool to see all of our judges and our coaches saying that they learned something from us, too. And the valuable advice that they gave, they're really putting to work themselves. Pretty cool. And as a reminder, if you'd like to reach us, you can email toppodcaster@gmail.com. This has been Alex Albisu filling in for Brian Ibbett on America's Next Top Podcaster, the special Diary of a Reality Competition podcasting contestant segment. We'll see you guys next time.